But for now, without any more delays, this is John Gordillo. Anyway.
This question about what are comedians doing with directors is actually a question that you get asked a lot. And it is a thing that people are interested in because you go, what role does a director have with a stand-up? Especially because stand-up comedy seems to, you know, it lays a particular claim to being credible and authentic and raw and personal. You know, of all the dramatic forms, it is the most, quote-unquote, apparently authentic. And so the notion that that's been somehow spun or calculated in any way, that there might be some kind of conspiracy. Just in the last couple of months, we're recording this at the Bill Murray, the pub, the comedy club in Islington, and I've been seeing people, they've advertised it. So people come in and talk to me, I mean, literally every level of the business. I'm talking with from very top to very bottom. And they've advertised it as a kind of comedy surgery. So I'm like a doctor, and I love that. I'm aware of how prickish that sounds, but I really love it. Actually helps my thinking. I get to sit for a couple of hours with people. I mean, obviously, if we're, in certain cases, we're involved in doing kind of ongoing work and developing their act or developing a show. But a lot of times people will just come in and it's like a surgery. And they'll brain dump. They'll describe where they're at, what they want to do in terms of stand-up. And they're just asking questions. How can I get it funnier? How can I get it, you know, more expressive? How can I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you get to make a diagnosis. And it's great. I really enjoy that about it. You listen really closely to them and make a decision and then see, you know, if is there any value in treating them, as it were, in meeting again to talk about it. Because not with, you don't always necessarily have a creatively fruitful conversation with everybody where you feel I could really help feed you. But yeah, it's really interesting. In the last couple of months then, I've been just observing and listening to stand-up comics and writers at pretty much every stage of development. And yeah, it's really, so as far as that question, when people ask, well, what exactly is it that a director does for a stand-up? It turns out I can answer that.